smartly silent, likely the only thing which the man had ever been smart about. "You have a daughter," Edmund said, a steely edge to his words. The elder Viscount blinked several times at the unexpected pronouncement. Always leave others unsuspecting. Unsettled individuals were careless. And Edmund thrived off that the way he did fear.
"A daughter?" the man squawked.
Then a slow understanding glinted in his eyes. He paused mid-dab and thrust his handkerchief back into the front of his pocket.
Yes, lovely, lovely girl. Quite lovely," he rambled. "She'd make you a splendid..."
Edmund leaned forward and laid his forearms upon his desk. "I have no intention of making a match with your daughter." He peeled his lip back in a sneer. The man's skin went ashen, and he tugged at the kerchief once more.
Yes. Well, you'll have me settle our debt in other ways, then, will you? Very well."
A dark, ugly laugh rumbled up from Edmund's chest, cutting into the man's offer. Lord Waters would sell his daughter. The darkness in people's souls had ceased to surprise him long ago. "I've little desire in tupping your virginal daughter," he snarled. Virgins didn't interest him. Simpering young debutantes, innocent missies, held